Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
With the FAA announcing that it plans to reduce air traffic by 10% at major airports because of the government shutdown, travelers are reacting today as they rush through LaGuardia just a few weeks before the huge holiday rush.
LaGuardia, Newark, and JFK among the high-volume airports that will see a 10% reduction in air traffic starting tomorrow. Justine Wright from Australia is caught up in the mess as she tours the U.S. with her sister.
And then we just kept getting email after email, this flight's been changed, this time's been changed, and it's because of all the shortages.
Andy Adame, flying home to Chicago, said he felt for the air traffic controllers.
So many of these workers are filling essential roles, doing it without pay. I mean, I wouldn't want to work without pay. I would just say, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, we're all a family, and we have to resolve conflict, so figure it out.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
And the shutdown is now also leaving some families in the cold. Federal funding for a program that helps low-income households heat their homes now on hold till the shutdown ends. That program helps millions pay heating and electric bills. Without it, states like New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine are delaying their assistance programs. Mark Wolf, who leads the National Energy Assistance Association, says even after the shutdown ends, it could take weeks for that aid to reach families, and it'll be just as winter bills start to climb. A Nassau County police officer who was badly hurt in a crash last month is now heading home. Officer Michael Hyland will be released from Stony Brook Hospital today after what the police union calls a long and courageous recovery. Hyland was riding his Harley-Davidson as part of a funeral procession in Lindenhurst on October 6th when he collided with a Toyota truck on North Wellwood Avenue in Lindenhurst. The Nassau PBA says his recovery is a powerful reminder of the strength and sacrifice of those in law enforcement. An explosion in the Bronx leaves 7 firefighters hurt, 5 seriously. It broke out last night in some trash outside a building at Westchester Avenue and Fox Street in the Longwood section. That's where FDNY Chief of Department John Esposito says.
Shortly after we arrived and started to operate, there was some sort of explosion on the scene. Injured 7 firefighters, 5 of them with burns to the hands and the face.
3 vehicles were damaged in the blaze, including a responding fire truck. Still no word on the cause. COVID vaccine rates are plunging across Long Island and across New York State. The health department says about 30% fewer people have gotten the shot compared to this time last year, and only about 4 in 10 adults have received the updated vaccine. Those numbers are even lower in Nassau and Suffolk counties. Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald says people are more likely to get flu shots instead, but says the COVID shots still offer the best protection against severe illness and death from COVID. Last year, New York still reported over 2,700 deaths related to COVID, 766 related to flu. Well, some of the biggest names caught up in that NBA gambling scandal are facing a judge today in Manhattan. Among those due in court, former players Robert Stoddard and Marvis Fairley, and both are accused in the league's widening illegal betting probe. It's a case that's rocked the NBA and led to a congressional inquiry on how gambling became so deeply intertwined with professional basketball. Former Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami's Terry Rozier were also charged last month, though Billups' arraignment has been moved till later this month. Well, they're getting ready outside 30 Rock.
It really is a tradition like no other. Rockefeller Center's gardening team scouring the area, and I mean all along the East Coast, to find the perfect tree. 2.5 hours north of New York City, East Greenbush near Albany, in Judy Russ's backyard.
Well, so this tree has been on my husband's family property since the 1920s. My husband's great-grandparents, Mattie Mae Doran and Edward Doran, were the people who planted it. For this to now become the center of New York City Christmas is incredible.
It was cut, loaded on a crane, now headed south to Rock Center. Tree lighting set for December 3rd, and we'll see you there. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, East Greenbush, New York.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.